I think we'll be kind of getting started now. This is Albert Contreras. I'm the president of the Orientation Center Alumni. I want to welcome all of you to this business meeting. Okay, and I think what I'd first like to do is to go around the room. I don't think we have a mic that will go all over the place, but I should have checked about that. So we'll just have everyone speak their name out. Because we'll start here with our table here. Albert Contreras, I am the president. I went from, I always forget the year. I think it was 1978 to 79. No, 77, 78. That's when it was, 1977, 78, went to OCB.
Sharon Benefield, secretary. 1972 to 1973. Let's see. Which way do I?
Oh, okay, now Bill.
My name is Bill Berry. I'm the treasurer for OCB right now, and I didn't go to the to the OCB.
But he's an interested friend, so.
Bill Berry is my better half. My name is Debbie Berry, and I went to the center the same time Sharon and her husband Bruce went, even though they weren't married then. That's where they met. But that was June. I was there June of 72 till January of 73. And I just would appreciate it, you guys. I don't want to embarrass him, but if you give Bill a big hand, because he was not a member. I mean, he never went to OCB, but he's willing to run and serve us as treasurer. So if we could give him a big hand.
Yay. Thank you.
Albert?
Okay. Okay, so now let's start with the table, I guess, that's across. Just kind of say your name, who's ever on this table to the right, I think. And when you went.
Yeah.
I think Patty, where you are.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Patty Davis, and I went in 99 and 2000.
So,
Patty. Patty Davis from 1999 to 2000. Okay. San Diego. She's from San Diego.
And I'm Levine Mandel, and I went 1966 to Brisbane, and teenagers were allowed to go.
Oh, David Mandel, 1966.
Well, they gave them a high
five. Michael Williams,
Michael Williams, and what city are you from?
Compton.
Compton, okay.
Okay, and I'm Catherine Bales, and I'm the company manager from Glenfield.
Catherine Bales and head of Blindfield Services.
Next table.
No. I'm Ron Bateman. I haven't gone yet. I'm from Sacramento.
What's your name? Ron?
Ron Bateman.
Ron Bateman from Sacramento.
Al Gill. I was the counselor at OCB from 1979, but I retired in 1995.
Hey, Al Gill from Seattle, Washington, rehab counselor from 1979 to 1995.
Connie Gill, and I'm a friend of
OCB. Connie Gill from, and you're also from Seattle, right? Yeah, from, wife of Al Gill, friend of OCB, very good friend. I have Italian.
California.
Who is that?
Charlotte
Pridell.
From
1992 to 93.
I'm from Oakland, California.
Charlotte, what's the last name?
Pridell.
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 Pridell. Charlotte Pridell from Oakland, 1992 to 93?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Marilyn Terry. I'm Charlotte's daughter.
Meryl and Terry, Charlotte's daughter. Nice to have you here. Okay, Donna Sanchez from when? 1975-76 from San Jose.
David Jackson, on a campus show. I went to OCD in 1993 and 1994.
David Jackson from San Francisco, 1993-1994. And
Connie Bateman from Sacramento, and I'm going to OCD with
Connie Bateman going to Sacramento this summer. You're from Sacramento?
Yes.
Good. And is that it?
Well, I'm here. I'm Mike Cole. Yay.
Oh, good, Mike. Good to have you. Good. Who is that?
Ellie
Harmon. Okay. And when did you go, Ellie? 61, okay, from Los Angeles, okay. And Richard Harmon, good, Richard, out here. Now, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, nice to have all of you here. Okay, so let's see. I think we're now ready for our minutes from our past secretary. Debbie Berry will give us our minutes from last week.
Okay. Okay, this is your retiring secretary. These are the minutes for the last meeting on October 25th, which was my birthday, 2008. The Orientation Center of the Blind Alumni Chapter Meeting was called to order at approximately 11:30 a.m. by President David Jackson. We went around and introduced ourselves, and it was determined that a quorum was present. David welcomed all present and presented the agenda for the meeting, which included elections of officers. The minutes of the April 2008 meeting were read by Secretary Debbie Berry and accepted. Treasurer's report. The current account balance is $546.39. $546.39 is what I have. Richard Feel said that $2.50 per month is charged to this account, but funds are not coming in. Richard does not wish to continue to serve as treasurer, but encouraged all chapter members to consider running and serving as an officer. The Treasury's report was accepted. Elections were then conducted, and the new officers are as follows: President Albert Contreras, Vice President Debbie Berry, Treasurer Bill Berry, Secretary Sharon Benefield. It was noted that Mike Cole paid his dues for $5 in October. The business meeting was adjourned at approximately 11:50 a.m. Respectfully submitted, Secretary Debbie Berry.
Okay. If we'll have our would anyone like to motion for the minutes to be accepted? No, there are any corrections. Okay, now would anyone like to motion for acceptance of the minutes?
I'm so moved.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, minutes are accepted. Okay, now we'll have Bill give the treasurer's report. Please.
Thank you. I got it. Want me to hold the mic for you?
No, thanks. good afternoon, everyone. I would now like to present the treasurer's report. Transitioning from Richard, I decided, the board decided that we would put the funds into a free checking account at Washington Mutual, which means basically that there's no charge, there's no monthly charge. It's a free checking account. So, the beginning balance was, of course, zero, and there is now $583.80 in the account now. The $50 was taken out to pay CCB. So the new balance now is $533.80. All dues were paid, and I'm getting my statements in Braille, so I'm sort of going through here. Cash. Do you need to know how much is cash? And well, anyway, $50 was paid to ACB. CCB, sorry. number of deposits, one. I guess that's all you'll need to know. Cash deposited, $45. And the rest were checks.
The rest were checks. Okay, so the total is now how much was that?
$533.80. $533.80.
80 cents. Okay. All right. Are there any additions or corrections to the treasurer's report? Okay. Hearing none. Would anyone like to move? Okay. Okay. Just move. Okay. Move that the treasurer's report. Okay. The treasurer's report is accepted then. Okay.
President Al Beal?
Yes.
I think we should commend our treasurer for finding this low-cost account.
Yes. So, we. And I need to go through a little bit. We had a little bit of a time because we had time kind of beginning to shift the accounts, and we all went in and we went to, this was his bank, and it worked out very well. We all went to talk about this and put all the accounts in together, but it took a little longer than anticipated, but it was sure good to kind of go through that to see what it takes to shift an account, because you really need to make sure you get all the numbers right, all the signatures correct. But yeah, this was a very good that they have a Washington Mutual has for nonprofit accounts a free account, so that works out pretty well.
And so, I couldn't have done it without my fellow board members.
Yeah,
I got some ideas. Albert really helped me out. My wife Debbie helped me out, and so
it worked out pretty. It worked out very well.
So it did. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Out of
yeah, we sure did. We went to a really neat place. Now, let's see. I kind of want to say to everyone that I really am needing everyone's help, because it's been a while since I did this. So I'm really hoping you all can give me a hand with this. And but, you know, I'm glad to be doing this. I'm glad we're all here to work with the center. Now, one thing I did want to do is ask how people feel about this. I kind of wanted to spread things around. Now, in the past, have we ever voted for the delegates, or has it usually been the president that's been the delegate to the convention each time around, David?
The president has been the delegate
for the most of the time. Oh, okay. And, we could always change that, and I was thinking about changing that. In fact, I would like to see. What's that?
Is it in the bylaws?
Oh gosh, you know that's.
Oh.
We're not even. We need to check about the Constitution because I'm not sure of the actual Constitution. We need to try to find it. I'm
in the Constitution. You have. I have two constitutions. I have one constitution, the original constitution, and then I have an amendment to that constitution. So I can fax those both to you, or just mail both. They're both originals. Mm-hmm. I can mail those originals to you. And you can keep them.
Okay. Actually, what I might try to do is see if maybe I can get those brailed. Maybe if we could work out to send it to the office. I wonder if the office could put those into braille. But actually, send them to me. That's a good idea, David. Just send them.
I will do that.
Okay.
I can probably braille them.
Or I can get it from the office. Which would you prefer?
What's that?
I can either get the address from you sometime this weekend, or I can wait until I go home and call the office for you.
Okay. I'll give you my address later on in the meeting, and you can work that out. Okay. So let's see. I would like to cover one thing, and maybe we can see then about the delegate. Would anyone? Although right now I'm not sure how our funds are to be able to pay a delegate. That's the only thing. So,
Al.
Yes.
It seems that from what I know, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, usually the special interest affiliates don't necessarily pay their delegates.
Yeah, that's okay. That's it. So.
But if we vote it, maybe we can give them $50.
Well, we could do that, but our funds are not where we can really do that at this point, unless we see. But that's another thing I was going to cover about to talk about that if anybody, but it's very hard to work out some way for our kind of us to see about getting funds, but we can talk about that. One thing that came up, I was talking with David Mandel and wondered if David, you could come up. You had wanted to speak about possibly a video.
Try to speak loudly.
Okay.
Okay.
If you remember a few years back, David was talking about ideas, how, you know, about us working with OCB to assist it in some way. And one of the things that we had talked about was perhaps working on a video to so that we could disseminate it to people or partner rehab to disseminate it. Or whatever, so that OCB would get more publicity. There has been of late a number of, how do I say this politely? The other organization, and some of the
NFB?
Yes, NFB.
NFB
has been encouraging its members to go either to Colorado Center for the Blind or Unincorporated or Louisiana Center for the Blind, and our rehab department has, on occasion, paid people to do this. And they have been sort of smearing on CV and saying that people shouldn't be going there. And, I think OCB could probably stand some good, some decent publicity. And there have been concerns raised. And, we've talked over with Mike over the past several years about the declining number of students, declining number of hours, over the curriculum, things like that that were going on over the years, and which didn't really help the publicity situation. But at any rate, a number of us felt that we should perhaps produce a video in cooperation with OCB that would, highlight its, fine points and allow people who have been to OCB to talk and to express their feelings, and then to go into OCB as people are talking and show what OCB is like, what it looks like, what it offers, what the facilities are like, and show people learning how to adjust to blindness in various ways, whether it's cooking, whether it's in the shop, whether it's, there are rooms or apartments or, whatever they're doing. And we had agreed in principle that we'd like to consider something like this, but we had never done anything. So I just brought it up to Albert again, and I have been speaking with Dave about the possibility of working on something like this. And I'm not sure how we would approach it exactly, but I was wondering what the group felt about it. And of course, this is something that maybe we could pitch in some money, and if not, the lion's share would have to be, the bill would have to be paid by rehab itself. But I think that rehab needs to seriously consider the fact that OCB could stand some really good publicity.
Forget it if you
take
rehab.
Well, if they pay for that, the other group.
I think they have to consider it. I mean, we certainly don't have the money to pay, but we can work on it.
You said the other group made NFB made a video.
They were talking about sending their students to other centers. Right.
Oh. Okay.
So anyway, just a thought.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Sure.
This is Connie Baker. What
population would we be targeting with this video?
Would it be donors or would it be potential students?
It would probably cater, I think it would be mainly for potential students and counselors and students.
Does OCB have a website? Because we could skip a video clip on a website.
Yeah, I know that. Right, exactly.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
Does OCB have a website?
Of course they do.
It does. I don't know if the department runs it.
Yeah.
I don't know how hip it is about, sophisticated it is at this point. But I think you should keep the ideas coming, because when we have ideas, then we can take them forward and see what we can do.
Right.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I think we can.
Yes.
We can try to.
I'm done with the office.
Work with it and see what we can figure out. Maybe David, you could try to get an idea of what the cost might be with it, and kind of check into that and.
What kind of video would you do? How long would it be? How complicated would it be to produce? What we wanted to do. So, okay, I'll do
yeah, you might check and see whether a regular video. Either way, if even if we're on the computer, it would have to be just
right.
Even with all the same things that a regular video would entail. So, okay, well, that's good. Okay, let's see. Dues, okay. We want to see about if anyone has dues, Ms. Beale. Are you ready to be able to take information about taking dues, like name and addresses, Bill?
While on the subject of dues, I would like to bring up a most unpopular thing, which is it was suggested to me that I put a motion in to have the dues raised from $5 to $15. So I just thought I'd throw that out. And I think it would help our account, obviously. And
actually, so,
it would help.
As president, I can't make a real motion, but I would like to suggest a kind of a compromise between 5 and 15. I'd like to maybe see it go to 10.
Okay.
Does anyone want to make a motion to that?
Second.
I'm not making a motion, but
yeah,
I can't motion. But if anyone would like to make a motion about raising, say, the dues, raising it to 10.
I think realistically, the way the economy is now, now is not the time to do it.
I make a motion.
Okay.
I make a motion we have it at 10.
What?
No, 10 is better than
10. Well, the economy is a little bit shaky. Maybe we can...
Yeah, I make a motion. I make a motion. We make it at 10. That's reasonable. It's a compromise.
Well,
okay. Is there a second?
There's a second back there.
Okay. Okay. So let's have some discussion.
Tell us why you want to raise it.
Well, basically, we had thought to possibly help our treasury to get a little bit more, just to be able to.
What would you want this extended
Well, it might help say funding other things, like possibly if we possibly had wanted to consider paying our delegate or an alternate a little bit, we could do that. That's one thing. Although we haven't in the past, but it's something we would consider doing. And basically, just in case we ever had needed something, some sort of extra emergency or expense had come up, but this was just kind of my thoughts about trying to raise it, you know, just so we would have a little money coming in as well, too. So,
well, and my thought is, you know, I mean, all the other affiliates are, you know, there's money going out and there's not money coming in. And, you know, that is one of the ways. And to me, of, you know, extra $5 is fairly nominal. And if we want to do this video, you know, that's going to take some money. And even if we could give our delegates, you know, $25 or $50 to just help
right
a little bit with their expenses at these conventions, that would help.
Yes. So?
What's that?
It's $100 for both conventions.
Yeah, but if we had the...
If we have both, and again, that's another thing, I guess, that eventually will be decided.
Well, even if it's... See, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be... you know, because our funds are, our treasury isn't that much where we're getting things in for the present, it doesn't have to be that much. But just so it's a little bit of something that would help, I think that's where I think we could have a good, at least some sort of an amount to help us offset some of the expenses. So.
Okay.
There's not any more discussion. I'd like to call for the question. The motion is to raise the dues to $10. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, well, it looks like it's raised for to $10. Okay. Very good. Let's see. I think since we're okay, since we're talking about this, I'd like to see if anyone would like to. Well, I think for the present, maybe we will, until we see how dues are coming in. I, you know, would like to just for the fall convention, I'd like to appoint a delegate at this point, and then we will check and see how things are going for the next time. Yes. Well, this time I was the delegate for this time, but I was going to see if I was going to see if anyone would like to be a delegate. Just to be there and to do some of the voting is really what we need the delegate for. And then I also wanted to see have someone possibly be at the nominating committee when they have that again. Because now I've just found out I'm not sure whether I will be at this next, whether I will be at the next convention, because my niece is getting married and I'm trying to decide. It's going to be on the same day and I really wanted to be at both. This was a special member of my family and so. So, the wedding will be near my house. I'm not sure. I'm going to check today. But, yeah, I was going to say, Debbie, would you mind being...
Actually, I can't because
okay.
I'm delegate of my chapter.
Oh, okay.
Alternate.
Okay, so, Bill, would you be our delegate then?
Sure.
Okay. And, all right. So, Bill will... But I'm not sure yet what's happening. So far, I hope I'll be able to be here. Okay, so Bill will be our delegate. Okay. Well, I would... actually, let's see. Yeah, an alternate might be good. That would take a little bit of the...
Okay.
Sharon, would you
be
alternate?
Yes, I will. I'll be
okay.
Alternate.
Okay, good. So that way we'll have two.
Okay.
So it'll be Sharon and Bill. And...
I'd volunteer to be on the nominating committee.
Okay, good. Okay, so Debbie will be on nominating. That's good. Okay. Very good. Hmm? Yes. I would say, yes, in the fall.
All right.
Yes. So we will pay the $10 in the fall. Yes?
How much does it cost people to pay their dues today?
That's
it's still five.
Well, maybe we should start that today.
No, because this is still for this year. We thought we would raise it for the next year.
Okay, well, today we're still at
Since there's no monthly charge, I guess we can wait till the fall.
That's what I thought
okay.
We would do.
All right.
Yeah, well, if you paid your $5, in other words, just for clarification, it would be April through December. Is that what it is, Dave, or? And if we paid in October, then it would be $10
for the following year.
From then on through December.
So we to get half and half.
No, no.
I mean from December to December, right?
No,
the
way it works is
from
October.
Hold on.
We'll accept money at the same time.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
We'll accept money for you at any convention, but the document part is not there.
Well, things are in the fall.
Okay.
Now, you have to have got the OCD joint.
No. This is for those who were for people who went to OCB and interested friends.
Yeah,
don't let Tim stop. Yeah. There is no ceiling. Right. So, okay, so for the Sharon and Bill will be our delegate and alternate, and Debbie Berry will be on the nominating committee. Okay.
Well, anybody else?
And then, and anyone else? Right.
Yeah.
What do you need, sir?
Oh, the iced tea?
I'll give somebody.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, and I think at this point, unless anyone has any other things to bring up, we can close the business meeting. Would anyone like to move that we adjourn? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So the business meeting adjourned.
USA. Oops. Time not updated. Time is 12:15
p.m. 12:15? Yeah. We adjourned at 12:15. Okay, we're about ready to... We're going to start again with our speakers. Okay. All right. So now to speak is going to be the administrator from OCB. And here's Mike Cole.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
Where
are you?
Here we go. I'm kind of over at the end.
Okay.
Is this travel? A little bit.
A little bit.
Hey, what's going on? You know, whenever I'm here, I am always struck by the walks down memory lane. There are people here who I have known forever. And that's okay. Now, like, for example, and I'm going to be betraying our ages, of course, but there we go. I mean, Connie's sitting there. And Consuela, of course. And David is there. Now, we were at Francis Blend together. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they will appreciate the fact that, you know, as part of the administrator gig, you go to that other convention also.
Oh, yeah.
And when you do, they have an alumni association. Well, I went, and it was really a riot because the only people that had ever been to OCB were the president and the secretary. Everyone else was just, you know, had to find a place to sit. But in that group were some old Francis Blend people, Janice Brady, John Bates, and Tom Grimsley. Now, where Connie and I are concerned, they were very much our contemporaries. And anyway, a lot going on, a lot to talk about today, and you don't have to remember any of it. There'll be no quiz.
But Jack Brady was in my classes.
Yeah, yeah. I hope everybody listens to David when he's on the radio. I mean, I listen to him because he's the best Braille reader I think I have ever heard. And I love to hear him do that. Jeff, yeah. Barbara Ryder is really good.
Yeah.
Really good. It's fun when people have it down. Okay, well, a lot to tell you, report to you, really. One is that OCB is fine. We have made it through very difficult budget times, but I will mention a few budget issues. For instance, remember last summer? We shouldn't forget these things, because last summer we didn't have a state budget until September, and it was brutal. There's a lot of vendors and people that we do business with who have been awfully good and not said, hey, where's my money? But they're not getting their money until there's a budget. And then a couple months go by and we realize that the budget situation was really still very bad. In fact, much worse than anybody expected. So a few things have come our way that I'd like to report to you. Some good, some not so good. For instance, Albert, us state employees, you know, are on furlough. Furlough. Now, that furlough, you know, somebody said to me the other day, isn't furlough sort of a good thing, like if you're in the military and you're on furlough? I said, no, but then it's used as a verb, as to be furloughed, which I don't think is a good thing. And it's not a good thing for us because it means we get paid less. And so that affects OCB, but every memo that comes out, or that did come out for a couple of months, said, okay, everybody, rehab is closed on the first and third Friday of the month. And then it would say, except for OCB. So we were the standalone one outfit in the entire State Department of Rehabilitation that did not furlough in that way. Instead, we do it individually so that we're not all gone at once. Because can you imagine us having to send everybody home? Or I don't know that everybody would mind so much the three-day weekend every couple weeks, but it would be logistically a nightmare. Oh, well, there are a lot of people that debate whether or not this is actually going to save them a whole lot of money when it's all said and done. But in any case, but you know, we were singled out, and I think it's important that we were, not just because it helped us. For example, there is such a thing as part-time workers with the state. We give them a fancy name. We call them permanent intermittents. No. Well, those folks were laid off in droves, but not ours. And retired annuitants, you couldn't have any of those, but we could. And the reason is a recognition that OCB is a 24-hour facility. We need folks. Our part-time workers supplement our full-time people in the kitchen and the dorm. Well, you're not going to run a 24-hour facility without a kitchen and a dorm, right? So, but the other part that I think is positive about this is that we're getting the kind of support in Sacramento where folks recognize our needs. So we don't have to have any big battles or bloody things go on for them to realize we got to take care of OCB. And that's good. That is a good thing. We have not suffered layoffs. Yay. And most of the hires that we have tried to make, we've been successful. So, you know, you breathe a sigh of relief and hope that matters don't get too much worse before they get better. And inevitably, they will get better. They will, right, Al?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've had some employee changes since last we met. Diane Smith and Phil Yoakum, you know, they're a couple, and they retired and had a party at the end of January. Some of the people in this room were there.
Yeah, yeah, we were.
We were there.
We went from Washington.
Yeah, and it was a good time had by all, I think. In fact, the fire department showed up. Were you aware of that?
No.
I think you hate to give a party and have the fire department show up. You know, it sort of it sort of puts a damper on things. Yeah, yeah. But actually, it turned out it was nothing, and that's good. As far as other employee stuff, this is the one that makes me cry. Sue, any of you know OCB in the last 20 years know Sue. She's special, and she left us to take a job closer to home, and really, we couldn't really object to that. She, poor lady, lives in Stockton and was commuting every day for the better part of 20 years. So, but while that made us very sad, we did get a real good secretary to keep me sane. And she's been working out really well. Her name is Stephanie. So if you call us, you may very well talk to her. And she's terrific. We also, our new Stephanie. Now we also have a person that's been loaned to us named Warren Hayes. Al Gill might remember that name. He's been around rehab for a long time. And, you know, one of the things that happens in the state if you lose a job somewhere, especially if they just sort of downsize and throw you out, you can oftentimes bump back into your old department. So he came back in, and they said, well, what are we going to do with this guy? And he lives in Richmond, so that he said, well, I sure would love to be able to do something locally. So they said, you can help them out at OCB. So he's come to help me do a lot of the paperwork kinds of things, the research, the advocacy for employees and changes that we have to make that I'm having a hard time finding time to do because I'm not only the administrator these days, I'm also the counselor until we get our counselor replaced. So it's been a very good thing helping us, and he's a terrific guy who has experience working with counselors with the blind. He, in fact, was the original person that hired Barbara Lassen back 30-some-odd years ago. So, and then worked in the Richmond office and knew Jim Armstrong. I think he was his supervisor for a long, long time. So, good folks. So, we've had some personnel changes. We're hanging in there. There was, as you remember, Charles Navarrete was at our meeting, and he reported on a task force that met on the future of OCB. And what's come of that is the old classic strategic planning process, which is well underway and basically talks about things like public relations and marketing. So your discussion about being involved in a video and helping us with our the enhancing of our website comes at a very good time because I think we're going to be looking to getting OCB out there. We don't want anybody taking us too much for granted because, as David said, there's competition these days. And there's not just the obvious competition of the private nonprofits in this state and in others. There's also competition because, you know, there's a lot of rehab going on for older people who may choose to stick around home. And if you can have quick immersion programs, or if the senior blind money brings a agency to town, well, you might just settle for the kinds of services you can get from that and not come to a place where you have to live in a dorm and, mm-hmm. you know, and all that good stuff. Well, I mean, sometimes that is the proper choice, too. But we certainly want to be sure that OCB continues to be an option for folks in California. Another thing that's on the horizon and something to watch is that, you know, we have a new administration in Washington. And we don't know all the ins and outs of how the new administration, through its Department of Education, is going to think of rehabilitation. But so far, the indications are pretty good. Well, it starts right in with the stimulus package that you've been hearing about in the news, which means that the president is shipping trainloads of money all over the country in the hopes of jump-starting the economy. And some of that money might very well find its way to the various states' rehabilitation programs. And, of course, if it works out that way, the OCBs of this world are going to certainly get in line and try to use that opportunity to do things that maybe we would be very hard pressed to do just going on our regular California budget situation, which, as you know, is in crisis, really. So, unfortunately, and I think you'll notice at the convention, whenever any of us from rehab talk, we aren't really allowed to talk too much about details. However, your blind advisory committee does get reports from us, and we say pretty much as we can without getting in trouble. And actually, it isn't really being secretive for secretive sake. It's because you can throw ideas out there, but they ultimately become the property of the state government, and it can make its own decisions of priorities and what it wants to do. And our part in it is to suggest some things, and above us is the part where they actually decide how they're going to allocate the money. So I think there's been a pretty good exchange of ideas. One of the things that makes this kind of interesting is that you go from being in a deficit and looking at potential layoffs to suddenly having to scramble because the amount of money that's coming in is extraordinary. And that could be not only for everyday rehab, but for the program for older blind people and stuff like that. So there's a lot of, you'll have a sense of a lot of people trying to find ways to creatively and in a way that's positive use these resources when they become available. So be on the lookout for that. And in your next, by the time you have your next convention, my guess is you'll know more about the kinds of things that are going to happen. That's something to watch out for. Currently at OCB, or by the end of this month, we will be at 23 or 24 students. Our population has been up the last year, and that's good. We're getting our share. I think part of the reason for that is that we're showing the world a strong pre-vocational side with technology in the mix. If you come to OCB nowadays, you get 3 hours of computers and 2 hours of a practical sort of technology. And that's 5 hours a week, which is about what you'd get in mobility and Braille. Also, the gym teachers, the O&M people are back with a not an everyday gym class like some of you from a long time ago when, like, Diane had her everyday class. We're not doing that so much, but we are doing a fitness class as part of the mobility program so that people can learn how to work all this newfangled equipment, which, as you may know, has a lot of sort of touch screens and stuff like that. We label them, but it still takes a little getting used to how to work this stuff. And
how's cooking? Is that, how's that done, Mike? Cooking class.
Yeah, cooking. When Jane did it, and Angela did it, and Shay did it, changed. It went in the olden days, and I'll never forget Linda Bardis telling me that she didn't really like her cooking class at OCB. Now, a lot of you may have loved it, but Linda used to say, well, you know, I was really a rookie. I didn't know that much about it, and the people that were really good just went in there and made these great meals, and I did a lot of setting of the table. Well, I think she was being a little too modest myself, knowing her. But in any case, the cooking class is kind of skill-oriented. You know, they make sure that everybody goes through the basic stuff so that, especially non-visually, we know that they're okay and can perform those things when they're not with us. So those big fancy meals that would get made and you would invite your friends and all that, we're not doing very much of that anymore. But we are, but I mean, and while that's a shame, I think people are getting more practical, everyday, relevant instruction that they can, and they know what they got. It's all written down and tracked, and so we're a little bit more modern, I guess. The computer has helped us that way. The reports that our teachers write all go to the counselors, and I think that everybody's able to keep track quite a bit. I'm not keep you any longer, especially since Kathy's here, and I'd love for you to hear from our program manager. But I would like to tell you one other thing that I've been kind of saving for the last, and that is that I'm going to retire, and I'll never not come and hang with you guys. But I may, next time we get together, I may be just another person eating carrot cake. And I'm happy to report that today I did get to eat carrot cake, and that was good. I'm going to do that, and now that means a couple of things. One is that the department is going to get going on getting me replaced. Our buddy Warren Hayes, while he will do it kicking and screaming, he's certainly an old-time supervisor. He knows how to hold things together, and I'm really glad that he's going to be a retired guy that can work for half-time. He'll hold it together until they get somebody. But if you all know people that you think might be able to qualify to do the job of administrator at OCB, there'll come a time pretty soon when the word needs to go out far and wide so that we can hopefully get a good person in there. I'm just down the street, you know. It's not as though I have any intention of abandoning OCB, which in my 15 years is very near and dear to my heart, as you can imagine. And I'd like to say that during that 15 years, I've been to many, many, many conventions, and your support and the support of this organization has been phenomenal. We've had our ups and downs. We've had our times when we've had to battle. But, you know, you as citizens need to do that. You need to make sure that the services that you get are the ones that will take care of business. And oftentimes, when you give us your advice and counsel, you may not realize how much we appreciate it, because sometimes you're saying the thing that we would like to say, but maybe we can't. And that was very true dating back in OCB's past, when this organization was very, very supportive. There's one thing that, you know, Kathy Skivers, were she here, would mention. And that is that, you know, there is a fund that's administered or kept track of by CCB under the, I guess you could say, the name of the Alumni Association, that has some money in it as an emergency fund in case an OCB student really finds themselves in dire straits. Not necessarily going to pay the rent or anything, but could take care of a jam like that they need medication or they need to get home and there's no way to get funds for it. And you guys voted for that, and you for a long time it was kind of a muddle how it was administered, but it's okay now. It's in the CCB and it's dedicated money for this for OCB students. Well, that's a fine thing that you do. We haven't called upon it very much. That's okay. The mere fact that it's there is a good thing. And so that's kind of what I came up here. I wanted to be sure and cover these points so much that I brought my pack made up, and I've been reading kind of an outline, which is, you know, not my style, I got to tell you. I usually just talk until it's time to stop. Well, maybe past time to stop. Anyway, Kathy, are you come and regale these folks? And you guys, this is by no means goodbye. It is farewell, and I'll be around, you know.
When do you retire, Mike?
Well, I'm looking at this summer. Unless, of course, something happens where they make me stay. But I really feel like for family reasons and stuff, I need to get on with it. So OCB will be okay. Don't worry too much, but don't take us for granted either. Okay. Now, my friend, who is one of our, came up through the system with rehab and was a counselor and a supervisor, and she became the program manager, which means that she is the boss of the counselor's bosses. She's like a district administrator. In fact, Technically, that is what she is. And that's a little different from when Manuel was program manager, but it was evolving to that when Jim Armstrong was program manager.
So that
changed. But I got to tell you that even if you think, well, gee, is that an okay change? Believe me, it was always the dream of Manuel and the folks back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that the program manager would someday have what they call line authority to the counselors. And because of SB 105 and the work of this organization and others, that has happened. So when I hand this over to Kathy, I do it with great pride because she is our district administrator for our special services division. So without further ado, here is Kathy Bales.
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Mike. And the thought of him retiring, I'm going to do whatever I can to block that. So, I can't imagine not having Mike there. And I enjoy working with him so very, very much. You know, yes, I'm the district administrator for Blind Field Services. So that is a separate district within the Department of Rehabilitation. There are 14 districts within the Department of Rehabilitation. And it's kind of funny when I'm at meetings with the other DAs, the other district administrators, their geographic areas are like San Diego County plus Southern Orange, and then there's Riverside and San Bernardino area, and then there's LA and what have you. So they describe where they are the DAs for, what their locations are. Then it's my turn. I'm number 14. And I say, now think about the borders of Mexico all the way up to Oregon, then over to the Pacific Ocean, then over to Arizona and Nevada and what have you. That's my district, the entire state. So it's quite a challenge. I tend to fly up and down the street, up and down the state all the time. I do it up and down the street once in a while too. But we have 64 counselors right now throughout the state, And yes, they answer to 9 rehabilitation supervisors, and then I oversee all of those services and also the older blind program. So people that are 55 and older through our Title VII program. But our consumers range in ages from 16 all the way to 95. And we really have very, very active caseloads. Something was said about some of our consumers may be going over to Colorado and the other schools. We really, really take this very seriously. We have OCB here, and we think very highly of OCB. I sure do. And so I really encourage the counselors to work closely with making sure that the consumers are aware of the services at OCB and that we do indeed give them informed choice. If they decide to go to one of the other schools outside of California, they have to pay for that travel. We're not going to pay for it because we can offer the very same services here in California. What we will do is we will pay for their travel expenses from their home to OCB, that kind of mileage. But they will need to pay the difference if they go somewhere else, unless there's some very unique circumstance that, you know, right now I don't know what it would be, but there may be for one or two people, but that would be rare. Okay, so just so you know, that's the way that we're looking at that. So we will allow the informed choice to go somewhere else, but we have the training right here in California at OCB, and so we will support OCB. We also, of course, you know, we have our other programs down in JBA and what have you as well. Let me see. I wanted to say about the partnership that we've been having with OCB. 5 of our consumers were housed at OCB last summer and fall, and because they were in a very, very comprehensive and intense training with Social Security Administration to learn the skills of being a teleservice representative. And they all 5 completed the training and were hired, and now they're at other locations throughout the state. And they did a wonderful job, and we were thrilled that OCB was available for them to be able to have their residence for their lodging. So then we were able to save money and not have to pay for the hotel fees of lodging for that, what was it, Mike, about 4 months, 5 months, something like that. So, yeah, it was quite a bit. And so that was a big savings for us. The other thing that we're doing right now, our supervisors have been in training through a collaboration with San Diego State University through their Technical Assistance Continuing Education, TACE, program. And so for the past 2 months, and then we got one more session next month, or I guess here we are, April already, that they've been going to OCB for 2 days and having the training. And instructors from not only here in California but other locations have been meeting with the supervisors, our blind field services supervisors, and participating in that training to develop greater leadership skills and supervisor skills. Currently, we've been our caseloads have gone down a little bit over the past few months. So I certainly want to encourage all of you and CCB to be sure to refer people to Department of Rehabilitation. We want to be able to provide the services that are necessary for our citizens in California who are blind or visually impaired, and help them to gain their independence and employment. And we also want to really reach out to our transition age youth. So I'm calling on all of you to make sure that you're helping people to realize that we're here alive and well, and we really do want to work with our consumers. We have hired approximately 11 new counselors in the past few months, and I'm ready to conduct interviews for two more counselor positions, one in Chico and one in Riverside, very shortly. So our new counselors are just extraordinary people. I'm really, really excited about their skills, their qualifications, their backgrounds. And many of them have direct experience in working with people who are blind or visually impaired. The other thing that's coming up is next month, just a month from now, we're going to be in Ontario. All of the counselors for the blind and visually impaired in Blind Field Services and their supervisors, and I will be there. We're going to be having a two-day training. And we have people coming in to talk about traumatic brain injuries. We have Dr. Goodrich coming from Palo Alto VA, who's going to talk about that and the latest research and how TBI and people with vision impairments, vision loss, what kind of effects that they have, residual effects that they have, and how we can provide them with better skills and training to cope with that kind of concern. We're going to have a psychologist from the Center for the Partially Sighted, Dr. Pam Thompson, is going to be there, and she's going to talk about vocational assessments and psychological assessments for people that are blind or visually impaired. We have just a lot of wonderful training that's going to take place. Well, it's 1 o'clock. My watch just went off, so I want to let all of you get on to the next part of your day. But if anybody has any questions, I am here. I'll be very happy to try to answer any questions that you might have, too. Okay. Should I turn this over to you?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, great. I will reach without knocking something over. There you go. Are we okay?
Okay. So... Okay, if anyone has questions, they'll be here to speak. And okay, so I would like to adjourn this. Thank you all for coming, and it's good to see you. I'll be here for a few minutes. Well, I'll be here. Oh, wait a minute. Debbie wants to.
Okay, I'm
sorry. Yes, Debbie wants to say something.
Okay.
Real quick. Debbie, you have the mic?
There. I just want to ask a quick question. I may be contacting you guys because we have a roster. And what I'd like to know, since most likely I will be conducting the meeting next time as vice president, what I'd like to know is a possible speaker. And what I wanted you guys to think about, and I may call and remind you beforehand, I don't know if this is going to be corny, but we haven't done this in a while, and it is our 75th anniversary as an organization, and we're going down memory lane anyway. Maybe we could spend a little time going down memory lane and talking about some experience, you know, something either funny or happy or sad, something that we remember about our time at OCB.
That's good. That's a very good idea. That's a real good, that's a good program,
so
too.
So just, right. You know, to give it a little thought, and I may remind you, and if anyone has any suggestion for a speaker, or if not, we can just devote it to
that.
To that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be in touch. I'll be talking to you to see you again. So like I say, I'll be here for a few minutes, and good to see all of you. Thank you all for coming.
If anybody else went to any other school, like Bill went to Arkansas, you know, they'd be welcome to tell us about some of their experiences.
Okay.
Or some, you know, some thing that they remember.